8 Mix 94.5 morning. It's Claire's, Matt and Kimber. It's just gone 7:22 with no rain expected today, but it will be cloudy at 23. It's 17 degrees at the moment.
That's my guilty pleasure, that song. I quite like it.
You like the sucker?
Yeah,
you like
do.
The Jonas
yeah,
Brothers
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'll get you the album.
Shut up!
He's one of Frio's biggest stars, and he's here to give us the inside word on the Dockers. Rory Lobb with Claire, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Company policy right now, no special guests joining us in the studio.
No.
Well, guests of any kind from our Dockers camp. Here he is, Rory Lobb. G'day, mate, on the phone this morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How goes?
Hey, now, Rory, all of the companies are trying to take a few precautions here, and we know at the Frio Dockers they're doing the same. We understand that partners of players have been asked to move out or work from home so that you guys aren't at risk.
Yeah, my partner, her company has told everyone to work from home anyway, so it worked out well. So, yeah, she's been sticking around the house a lot, and we're just trying to seclude ourselves from sort of public. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so everyone else, if they didn't have the opportunity to work from home, they've said you've got to move out and leave the boys to themselves.
I think the girlfriends that didn't live with their partners, because obviously they have jobs and they're out and around other people, so really can't control it as much. But I'm sure it depends on the relationships and whether they can have them stay with them and work from home or not.
Mm.
And mate, you know, it's we're all expecting, I guess, that the first game will be played on Thursday night and we'll have round one. On a human level, how are you feeling? Are you talking to your parents? Are they worried about you?
No, my parents are fine. They live in Lancelot, so nothing's really going crazy out there. It's going the same.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm hoping that we play. We're ready to get the season underway, but it obviously depends on the decision of the AFL.
Hey, Rory, in the gym there at down there in Coburn, what about when you're lifting weights or you're hitting the bag or whatever? Do you have to sanitise every time? What's going on?
So we actually moved a lot of our gym equipment to Optus. We're going to start training at Optus as of today. Just to sort of, we're going to do the footy program separate from everywhere else. Because obviously we have the women's come in as well. So we're just separating everything and really taking all measures to, make sure that no one gets sick.
Mm.
Well, lock you into the Optus Stadium. You're the only people I know who'd be able to survive on a diet of hot chips and still come out healthy at the other end.
And burn it off.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It's just taking out every measure we can to make sure if we do play that we're not going to get each other sick. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all things being equal, on Saturday morning our time, you'll be walking out onto Marvel Stadium to play the Bombers.
Yeah, hopefully. Obviously, we're planning for that right now. We're training today and then a little light session tomorrow and get on the plane. Obviously, it depends on what happens today, but everyone's ready to play at the moment.
How about the chat amongst the boys? I mean, let's be honest, you're playing footy, but it is a job for you guys. The chat amongst the boys, is anyone prepared to take a financial haircut? Is it, that kind of talk go on, bud, right now?
I think with the 17 games, I think it's inevitable. But, we love playing footy and we love playing for the fans. And if it's playing in front of the TV, on TV for the fans to sit at home, while everyone's in a bit of a lockdown, we'll do it. So, we're just hoping that we get the season underway. Otherwise, we're going to be sitting around like everyone else, depending, but yeah.
Yeah, and forgive me if I've got this wrong, buddy, but I believe the Players Association they want to play the full 22, right, not the 17. Is there a reason for that? Have I got that right?
We want to play as many games as we can.
Yeah, sure,
But, obviously it depends on if the whole state or obviously Australia country has to go into lockdown. Mm. But, we're hoping that we play every game. Obviously it depends on whether we need to take a leave through a couple of months when it goes a bit crazy. But, we're just hoping that it doesn't get to that stage and we can play as many as we can and, go from there.
There's a lot of people going through this across all sorts of industries, but it's a funny thing trying to keep your head in the game and stay really focused when there's other stuff going on in the background.
Huge distractions.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's definitely a different prep to what we're used to. There's a lot of distractions going on. Obviously, sitting at home the whole week is a bit different, but we're hoping to play anyway, so see how we go.
Good on you, bud.
Okay, mate, so it's Frio and the Bombers live on Mix 94.5 from 10:30 a.m. Good luck on the weekend, bud.
Sweet, thank you.
Okay, Rory Lobb from the Fremantle Dockers there joining us.
The game shuts down. Matt's going to go on PlayStation and play. You can watch him play something. What is it?
Oh, I've
soccer?
Got a lot of games left of this current season that people can watch.
Yeah. And if the game goes ahead, my Dockers are going to smash your Bombers, mate.
I don't know.
How do you feel about that? You're not that ripped up, are you?
West Ham United for me, mate.
7:27.